At Roush Honda, our service department stands behind the promises our salespeople make. Our customers appreciate it, and it's helped make us the number one Honda dealer in Ohio. Straight talk, legendary service, Roush Honda.
Matt Mayer, Buckeye Institute, jumps online here. He was touching, Matt, good morning. He was touching on jobs across the country. What about jobs here in Ohio? What are you seeing?
What we're seeing is Ohio's treading water, and we've been treading water. So we have not seen any real significant change here this last month. We saw a slight job uptick of about 6,900 jobs. But the reality is we've got to do a whole lot better if we're going to get our economy back on its feet.
Okay. Well, you sit and we talk and talk and talk, and how do we crank it up?
Well, I think we've got to focus on keeping local taxes down, which right now, as you know, there's a move to increase local taxes at all levels of government there. Two, we've got to free our businesses and our workers from this kind of stranglehold of labor unions so that we can compete with the South and the West. You know, the reality is, no matter what time period you look at, the 1990 to 2000, 2000 to 2010, 2010 to 2011, 1990-2011, the states that are protecting the rights of workers not to join a union are just killing us in terms of job creation. And so if we're going to make this place a place where we can grow businesses, keep businesses, and create prosperity, we've got to get rid of the shackles of unionism.
Okay, you talk about breaking from the forced unionization pact. How are we here in Ohio? Union jobs, no union jobs, union enrollment up, down? What do you see?
Well, private sector unionism is going down, as you know. Public sector unionism goes up. And so in Ohio, you know, we're one of the states where we've got very pro-union policies. But unfortunately for the rank-and-file members of big labor, there are not many jobs for those folks. So they do much better in a system where they don't have to join the union in order to have a job, and where jobs are growing rather than treading water or declining.
Matt, what happened with SB 5 and the governor and the unions last week?
What happened was more of the same. I mean, put this into context. The Democrats in big labor jammed through the collective bargaining law, which is considered the most pro-union in the country, back in 1983. In 28 years, they failed to put forth one single proposal to reform it. In 1995, George Voinovich tried to do a slight tweak by changing the definition of inherent management rights, and they fought that tooth and nail. So this idea that, oh, well, just because they didn't offer any amendments when the bill was being considered over the 3 months this year, and, oh, they didn't come to the table last week, well, that's because of all this bad blood. I mean, their sincerity on real reform is a joke. The reality is they love the status quo. They don't want to change. That's why they said, repeal the whole thing, then we'll talk, because they know then that puts them in the upper strength. And the reality is it's like Gorbachev saying to Reagan in 85, Reagan, remove your missiles from Western Europe, then we'll negotiate a treaty to remove your missiles from Western Europe. I mean, nobody does business that way.
So what's next?
What's next, I think, is, you know, we're gonna go to the ballot here in November, and you know, the poll last week from a Democrat polling group showed declining support for the labor's position on this, and so I think as Ohioans see their property values declining. This week, Franklin County is going to send out to show that most of us are losing ground in our property values, and those property values are on $40,000 homes and $4 million homes. So I think as people see that they're losing ground more and more, and local governments are having to raise taxes in order to pay for these gold-plated compensation packages, I think the idea of SB 5 and the tools available will become far more attractive, far more popular than they are today, because, you know, that clarity of what's going on is going to really come to fruition in November.
What's the problem with the gold-plated compensation package? I wish I had one.
We all wish we had one, but the fact is we just can't afford it. I mean, it's an economic reality. Ohio, put it this way, Bob. Today, there are 500,000 fewer private sector jobs in Ohio that are paying for roughly the same number of government workers in the state of Ohio whose compensation packages in those 11 years have skyrocketed. So the idea that somehow we can sustain this kind of trend of high cost is just not happening. We don't have the job and the revenue base to do that. All their answer is, yeah, just jack up taxes more on poor middle class and upper class Ohioans. But as you know, there's far more poor middle class folks that you're going to have to tax, and that happens at the property tax level in order to pay for all these gold plated compensation packages, unless you make reforms.
Does the guy in the street see this?
he's going to see it. I mean, he's going to get his Franklin County appraisal this week that shows he just lost, you know, anywhere from, you know, 3% up to 20% of the value of his home. And government's going to come to him and say, oh, by the way, we want more higher levies on that property. So we want you to pay more as you have lost ground. So, you know, we're going to have an education piece come out Wednesday and Thursday in the suburban newspapers all around Columbus highlighting this issue because it's critical. And we've created a page on our website. It's / get the facts that has all the information you could possibly want on collective bargaining reform and why it's so important.
Matt Mayer, Buckeye Institute, talking about Ohio jobs and SB 5.